as a fan, you got some teams you hope lose right away. And you got some teams you're like, you know what? I like that quarterbacker. You know what? They're not a problem. So whatever.
Especially because the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs. I feel like this is more important than ever.
So we wanted to go through, and you guys text in as well if you want, the top three teams if you had to root for, and the top three that you are definitively rooting against. You have no interest in seeing them have any success.
When I was thinking about this last night, I was calling it the likability index because I just like the idea of who are these teams that you're like, you know what? If they win, I'll live my life. I won't feel bad. And the ones that, like, it would pain your soul. Pain your soul. We could start with the likable
teams. Some of these were easy, man.
Start with the likable teams. I think the Panthers is an obvious one, but that's just mostly, I'll be honest. I put them on the list only because what the hell do I care if the Panthers won the whole thing and they're not going to win the whole thing anyway.
They're not going to win their first game.
So to root for them, it hurts me zero gold. They're not going to win, but from a winning perspective, they can't hurt me and I don't care.
Okay.
Now, for the other two teams, these are the teams who, if they went on a run and got hot, could actually win the Super Bowl and certainly is at least possible they could win the Super Bowl. They are 2 and 3 seeds. That wouldn't bother me at all. One is the Jags. What do I care? Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence is likable enough, even though I didn't believe in him as a quarterback and still have serious questions. Liam Cohen's been a fun story. It's Jacksonville. Doesn't feel like the kind of team that they'll immediately try to supercharge and put Trevor Lawrence above Patrick Mahomes, so I don't have to worry about that storyline. It would feel like a one-off, like the roster just got good at the right time, Gold, and they had the right team. So what? And the other one for me was the Bears. I got several friends who are Bears fans. Massey's a Bears fan. That's a loser franchise for the most part who doesn't even know what it's like to enjoy life. So you know what? When it's stuff like that, NFC side doesn't really bother me. Like Ben Johnson, like some of the teammates around there. You know, Missouri Tiger on there. You say I'm a UMKC guy, so I have to root for Missouri.
You are.
Whatever it is, the Bears seem like a perfectly fine, likable team to root for in the postseason.
I know the Chiefs aren't in it, but I'm still totally locked in this weekend. I can't wait. I'm still excited. I'm still an NFL fan, and it's still football, and it's the best thing out there. So I'll be locked in, even if the Chiefs aren't. The top three, I guess, that if I had to root for, Jags are on my list as well. Similar reasons. One, I do think Liam Cohen's a hell of a head coach. He also gave us this gym forever.
Duval.
He gave us that. Trevor Lawrence is playing his best football, and it's Jacksonville. What am I upset about? Seattle's another one. Sam Darnold, great story. Easy to root for, that redemption arc. Mike McDonald seems like a really, really good up-and-coming head coach. Potentially a Coach of the Year candidate this year. The Seahawks are also in the NFC, so it's just easy to root for them. And then I went with Chicago as well on the other side. You know that I have been way more of a defender of Caleb Williams than others. I still, even though he has, to me, not been the reason
he's
why they're there.
He's still not taking like a huge leap forward, but he's not screwing up for
people
him.
Were hating on Caleb Williams just to hate on the kid.
Yeah, they were ready to call him a bust.
Chicago, and it's a great sports town
okay,
as well.
Okay, so we got two in common.
Yep.
Seahawks are kind of like, but also, you know, they've had success somewhat recently. Screw teams that have had somewhat recent success. They won a Super Bowl or went to like two Super Bowls in a row like a decade ago. I don't know. It was like right before the Chiefs got good. Didn't feel like it had been that long.
Way easier to pick the three I'm rooting against. But Drew, who are the top three that you're maybe rooting for?
I had a blend of what you guys had.
Okay.
Jags, Seahawks, and I have the Panthers as well. You know, I think it would be cool stories for all of them to find a way to get the job done. Obviously, the Sam Darnold story. I know the Seahawks have had recent history, but you know the Jags and Panthers have never won one before. I think it would be really cool for a Jacksonville. And that one team that I'm rooting hard for, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Somebody even on the text line, they said they're rooting for the Jags and they bought a hoodie and a hat.
Well, that's
from the 816.
I won't be doing that. I'll tell you. Won't be doing
I'm
that.
I'm going to be buying a Bortles jersey sometime this weekend just to support the squad. You
top
know?
Three to root against. As I said, this was easy. This was very easy to compile.
Wow, you didn't even
number
think
one,
that about it.
Number one on the list.
This is not like a, this is one, two,
this
three
This is an order. I'm giving you the order.
Okay. Mm.
If I have to pick three, I'm rooting against. Number one, the Denver Broncos. They're in your division. They're the freaking Denver Broncos. Sean Payton, Bo Nix and company. It's a division rival. Absolutely not. I do not need the Denver Broncos going from being nothing for 10 years in the division to winning the Super Bowl or something this
That's
year
your
immediately.
Nightmare, huh?
That's number one. I don't want it. Number two, and I almost put them number one. You know how I feel about the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, the Eagles.
Sorry, Ross Tucker. Sorry, Ross Tucker. The Eagles are number two. I can't stand Nick Sirianni. I'm sick of their fans already. The tush push is a joke. Can't wait for it to be banned. Selfishly, they did just beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl last year. So it's the Eagles number two. Number three, I hate to do this to our friend up in Buffalo, Mike Shope, who we might have on the show later this week, and I'll tell him I'm rooting against him. The Buffalo Bills are number three on the list for what you said, which is
the narrative.
It's the exhausting, exhausting narrative if Josh Allen actually goes there. Sorry, I actually like Josh Allen. I think he's a good guy, but I'm not ready for a full summer of that,
so,
selfishly.
The Bills are on my list for that reason, almost that reason alone. Because normally, as you guys know, I like rooting for loser franchises because I grew up in Kansas City. These teams spent decades not being competitive on football and in baseball. I'm used to it. I've been living this life. I am sympathetic to franchises who can't get it together and sometimes root for them to get it together. But if I have to listen to an entire offseason of the Bills winning the Super Bowl, no. Pass. Hard pass. Eagles are also on my list. Easiest one to put on the list because completely unlikable franchise, completely unlikable city, completely unlikable head coach. Just beat the Chiefs. And I don't want the Chiefs dynasty to immediately have competition with another dynasty, because if the Eagles win two in a row, then all they're short is one more Super Bowl championship in the next 2 or 3 years from getting to claim a dynasty themselves. I don't need that kind of interest. And you know what? You'd think I would put the Broncos in there. You'd think that those would be the three. Drew's answers might be different because he's a Bengals fan.
You don't have the Broncos in there?
I don't have the Broncos in there.
No division team.
I've told you this before, and this has been a well-known stated fact on the show before. My dad is a Denver Broncos fan, and so is my brother. And so they grew up that way. He grew up.
With the enemy here,
my
Gold.
Nephew. I am not a Broncos fan. I didn't grow up cheering for the Broncos. I'm fine to see them lose. I'm not rooting for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they are still family.
No, they're not.
So I have to support them in some small way. And you know who? You know who's on my list instead? The Patriots. Screw that franchise and all the success they have. They're just going to be good again? Hell no.
If they did win another one, that
Drake
would be
May
tough.
Loses immediately. I hope they lose the first damn game. I'm not rooting for the Patriots.
Patriots were almost on the list. Yeah.
They had 20 damn years of success. I'm supposed to be rooting for them to be good. At least the Broncos were bad for a decade. No. I don't want the Patriots. They're on my list. I'm not rooting for
Drew, who are your I know who number one on your list is.
You're the ultimate
Josh Allen haters, so I know who's on number one.
A team that I despise very much so in the Pittsburgh Steelers is not even on my list, actually. The Buffalo Bills are far and away. If there could only be one team, you know what? I might put the Bills three times, actually, is who I'm rooting against.
Hate Josh Allen.
He does.
See, Josh Allen is a great dude, but he's overrated. So I think that's, I cannot, if he wins the Super Bowl, that narrative will be just as annoying.
Well, it means your argument goes up in flames. It means it's over.
Correct. I understand that. That's part of it as well. But yes, the Bills are one. The Eagles are two. So I agree with you guys there. And then I'm going to put the Bears on there. And I think part of this is the affiliation that, you know, my grandparents lived in Wisconsin forever, big Packers fans. My brother's a Packers fan. I feel like I should hate the Bears. There's nothing for me to like about the Bears. I think Caleb Williams is a fine quarterback. Luther Burden, obviously, is good. Roman Dunze is great, but.
Rooting against the Bears?
I don't care for the Chicago Bears. That's fine.
Interesting.
And then honorable mention will be the Pittsburgh Steelers because.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe the Steelers weren't number one. It's the division.
See, but this is the thing. If the Ravens were in the playoffs, the Ravens would be on the list. Mm-hmm. The Pittsburgh Steelers, it's a respectful hate because Mike Tomlin finds a way to just improbably find a way to get that team above 500. And I hate them so much, but it's a respectful hate.
No Chargers for any of us, huh?
They're
Chargers. They're in the division too.
I just can't believe.
No, Green Bay?
I can't believe you didn't put the Broncos on there, Cody. I'm more surprised
than that. Between that and the Chargers?
You defended the Denver Broncos.
I said I'm not rooting for them. I just said... They're not. You want another list?
You didn't put either on
there. If the list went to four, they're four.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're four if the list continues.
Hmm. But Who would your fourth be? It would be the Chargers.
I can't root for the Patriots. The franchise had 20 years of shoving in Kansas City. The Chiefs went 30 years without a playoff win, and the Patriots are good the entire time.
It sounds like you would rather deal with the relentless energy from Broncos fans than Patriots fans if they were to win, then it sounds like. Because Patriots fans could obviously come back and say, hey, we're back, baby. We're right back here.
Both would be. Exhausted.
I just like Cody's be wearing blue and orange shoes here pretty soon.
Relax.
This playoff run. I was at Shawnee Mission Ford yesterday, and I might be swapping out the F-150 for another vehicle soon because we rotate through. And I said, no Bronco till the Broncos are eliminated from the playoffs. I'm not driving the Ford Bronco until after the Broncos are out of the playoffs. You think I'm driving a Ford Bronco the week of the Super Bowl? If the Broncos are in it, I'll have to tell them pause. So we got to wait another week.
You're going pretty far. Can I make you feel a little bit better that I started at least the Raiders hate for my son?
Good.
We were watching the week.
Did you start telling him that the Raiders are just trash? Their fan base and everything, they're all trash.
It wasn't quite that strong. He just said, he said, who are the Chiefs playing? Because we were watching the game on Sunday. I said, oh, they're playing the Raiders. He's like, do people cheer for the Raiders? I said, no, nobody likes the Raiders. And he said, well, why are they a team? I said, there's like maybe, he's like, does anybody in Kansas City? I said, maybe one or two people. And he's like, boy, I don't even know why anyone likes them. He said, I don't even like their colors. That's what he said. Unprompted. Yeah. So
They're the worst.
You know, my nephews, because my brother, I told you, grew up a Broncos. my dad grew up a Broncos fan. And so he got, of the seven kids, he got one to root for the Broncos. My brother, Stefan.
Yeah.
So he has two sons who are only a couple years apart in age. He's gotten one to be a Broncos fan, but the other one's a Chiefs fan. He's a Patrick Mahomes fan.
Someone says, how come you didn't mention the Chargers? The reason why the Chargers aren't the same level of hate, the Broncos have been way more of a pain in the, you know what, than the Chargers have.
Chargers and have no Super Bowls.
Yeah, and the Chargers,
so like it feels so like
the less, Chargers are also what, the seven seed in the postseason. So
are they the seven or the six?
Seven playing the Patriots, right? 7-2,
right.
Is that right?
Yep, so you're right,
they're
right.
The seven. I don't. The Chargers to me are just not also going to factor into the Super Bowl type of conversation this year. Personally,
Cody, I'm really.
You let a Raiders fan. This is all making sense. Cody just basically told us because of family allegiance, he doesn't hate the Broncos, and he has let a Raiders fan sleep in his bed, and it's not his wife.
Honestly, that is. Golly, that is crazy.
Right? It's not that crazy.
There's no way. There's no way.
We can all relax a little. You can still associate with people who
associate,
have different fandom.
Associate, but you're letting them sleep in your bed, shower in your shower.
The only thing I'm disappointed at is when you said family, you didn't say it like Brian Kelly did.
Family.
You should have said it that way.
In fairness, that was
it. Family like, affiliations.
There's not a single other family member who adopted a different team. It was just,
man.
By the way, do you want to know why my dad chose the Broncos? He was a little kid. And they used to spend like half their time in Colorado and half their time in Kansas City. So like it makes sense that he had fan. And he said growing up, he would kind of root for both, but he was like more of a Chiefs fan. And then they missed that kick on Christmas Day. And it ruined his Christmas when he was like six. And he was like, screw this team.
Someone said
so he switched. And you're like, God, that's ice cold. Didn't have the loyalty that some other people
from had. From the 785, I'm burning my Cody Tapp jersey.
I don't have a jersey. I did not say I'm rooting for them either. I want to make that clear. I just said they're number four on my rooting against. Mm-hmm.